Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. And welcome everyone. We are going to go deep today in learning how to co-create with beings of our planetary system, the sun beings. And I'm very excited because these beings, I have been co-creating with them just on and off, honestly, over the last few years. And every time I'm in the vortex, every time they come, every time they share things with me, they're like, this is absolutely phenomenal. And as we know, there's been a lot of solar flares, a lot of galactic activities happening throughout the entire planet. And so therefore, we felt that it was a very good time for us to actually share with you some of their messages regarding what is really going on behind the scene of what we already know, or even what people say out there, by channeling them. So by bringing them and sharing what they have to say about what's going on, why is the sun so active, and why is it going to continue being this active over probably a decade with like more exacerbated levels or less. But generally speaking, it's just going to be absolutely phenomenal what we are going to receive from the sun beings today. As a channel, at times, we feel the need to connect with everyone out there to receive the messages that we are here to share. And so in Iria School of Channeling, it is important to more and more refine your art to be able to perceive the different messages, the different frequencies, and how they connect to certain groups of people. So these beings that kind of like come and go from our High Council, when they come and visit, it's for a specific reason, a specific purpose, and linearity is actually of relevance most of the time because they come for specific dynamics that are happening on a planetary level, as well as, of course, on an individual level and on the level of the community that we are here to serve. If our human life takes over in terms of busyness, and then we don't really have a lot of time for space, like cultivating space, relaxation, meditation, contemplation, then if we are not in silence, it's a lot more challenging, obviously, to connect and to perceive these subtle shifts happening in frequency. So remember, cultivate time and spaciousness. It can be as simple as when you drive in the car between one place to another, don't listen to music, you know, just be with yourself, just be with your thoughts, because it could come there, like same in the shower, maybe that's the only moments that you have at times, you know, to be alone with your thoughts, alone with your heart. So just take a moment to breathe and create the space needed to say basically, I'm connected. As you learn to perceive the way you co-create with those literally those messages that you are channeling, you will perceive how they are being spoken into reality, into the world through the sound of your own voice. Because this is literally when we are in the channeling mode, it's like, oh my God, what I share, it's like what we share is so clever, it's so amazing, you know, so wise, wow, I'm epic, you know, and it's like, okay, stay focused, because the human can, you know, the human is very good that the human gets excited with that, you know, because it really anchors the objective fact that you're nailing, that you're nailing your channeling journey, you know, that you're really anchoring that. So, you know, allow yourself to feel very proud, very excited when basically kind of the vortex gets opened because you have, you know, the voice activated around those messages. We would love to invite you to practice the breath where we inhale from the bottom of the spine to the heart and pose, and then we continue inhaling From the heart to the crown of the head and pose. We're going to focus on the crown of the head and exhale deeply. And focus on the bottom of the spine and start inhaling all the way to your heart and pause into the heart. Then continue inhaling from the heart all the way to the crown of the head and pause. Focus on the crown of the head and exhale deeply. And one more time in your own rhythm. And come back to your natural breath. Just breathe slowly from your heart center. Observe the sensations in your body. Allow the mind to be soft and gentle. Now, as we start this transmission, the sentient beings are inviting you to perceive them around you. When you perceive them in any way, shape, or form, you could perceive that there is a golden light, like a solar light, all around you, even within you. You might perceive a beautiful winged being, or maybe you feel that the rays of the sun are gently touching your skin and the space around your body. You will notice that there is a solar connection, different than usual. It is very present here for you now. And as you are a sovereign being of the light, we would love to invite you to say a few words within the intimacy of your heart about your readiness to open yourself up to receive whatever messages within the messages that we share, whatever frequency shift gift is present here for you during this transmission. Yes, I accept, I receive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. You can play with feeling the sun beings, feeling the sun. You can even feel the rays of the sun on your face and on your body and perceive light codes come like this, because there's so many of them. Because every time there's like a light code, it comes within your body. And so what happens is that this light code has a very specific flavor. The sun has been very active over decades to prepare many different codexes of light codes, and each light code being a mini codexes. So now it can just go like this, like this, like this, again and again and again. And they say, yes, it is blasting the earth because we have prepared for this, we are ready for this, and the time has come. If we were to go more into the understanding of the sacred dynamic of divine masculine and divine feminine, the sun can be felt as the divine masculine father figure that is present to ignite and to activate. And so therefore, there is this power that comes from when we connect to sun beings, to solar frequency, when the sun is very active, when there are lots of solar flare coming. It is like a force of creation in a way that is punchy. Let's get out there. There's a lot of action. There is a lot of momentum. And they say it is also important to remember that the divine masculine father figure also has a lot of grounding, nurturing, protective presence. So during an ascension process happening within the solar system, the central sun of that solar system has a lot of a responsibility. So basically, like, the sun is like full on mission activated. It's like, yeah, like, and the frequency of the central sun is really focused on activating, you know, the inhabitant of planet Earth. And so there is a constant network of information that happens from the Earth to the sun and from the sun to the Earth. So the Earth is speaking. It is very much like a child, or even if you're not a child, like an adult going to their father and say, like, I need you for this, I need you for that. And yes, the father figure in all his divine embodiment will be happy to provide protection, but also cuddles, like adventures. Let's go out in the wilderness together. Let's be silly together. A lot of, like, of course, unconditional love, admiration, encouragement, but also can provide money, you know, can provide a shelter, can provide, you know, encouragement. So the sun provides through the masculine frequency, and the earth provides through the feminine frequency. And of course, you know, both of them are also highly integrated beings to start with. You know, it's just that the emanation of their essence shows more through these unique configuration in their current lifetime. But they are both integrated beings that, you know, can easily weave with one another, as they have also integrated the other polarity. The consciousness of human is still very limited, and it is not a critic, it is an observation. And of course, humans' consciousness are increasing, amplifying, getting bigger and bigger very fast at the moment. So the consciousness of your current human now is so much more expanded than the human that you were a year ago, 10 years ago, at the beginning of this life. And it is a very small level of consciousness compared to the consciousness that you will have as a future human self. And so it's important to, if you receive this message, to realize that even people who already have awoken, it is never an end to it. You know, awakening, it's only the start. There are more and more and more and more levels of awakening or consciousness, because that's the path of spiritual evolution, continuing to, you know, break down whatever construct is still present and that is preventing us from experiencing the truth of our divinity.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.